Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Thomas, and it's my pleasure to be your host. Thanks so much for tuning in wherever you are. This podcast is intended to be a cozy blanket that you can wrap around your mind. First, I'll help you unwind with a short meditation designed to promote relaxation. And then we'll listen together to a soothing story. It's the perfect way to leave the day behind and fall asleep. Now, if you're enjoying Get Sleepy and you're finding yourself waking up the next day feeling that little bit more refreshed or perhaps a bit less anxious about sleep, then we'd love you to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Not only does it help me and the team at Get Sleepy, but it will help other people around the world too to discover their better path to a good night's sleep. And of course, I'd always encourage you to give me some feedback on our website at getsleepy.com. Share your ideas there as well and let us know if there's anything you think we could be doing better, anything that you love, or any ideas for stories or content that you might have. It's great to see some of the feedback so far, and I'm absolutely loving reading all of your comments, so please do keep them coming. Now, in tonight's episode, Abby Offer will read you a story called Footprints in the Snow, a relaxing journey to a magical place in the far north of our planet. It's a fitting story for this time of year, and Abby is waiting for us in the Arctic Circle, so let's get settled and go and meet her. To get there, you'll need to leave the day behind. So take a deep breath in and collect all of the thoughts and experiences from your day. When you exhale, let all of that go. Feel your body begin to relax. Feel your mind become still. Breathe in. And breathe out. Let go of the room you're in. Let go of the place where you live. The cars, the people, the sounds. Where we're going tonight, it's very, very quiet. To get to the north, you leave behind the cities with all their traffic. You pass the houses, the streets, the stores. You pass warm and dusty deserts. You pass forests, deep green with trees that nearly touch the sky. You pass lakes, still under the night sky. And you keep going. You keep going north. Past the rocky shores, with waves crashing in the distance. North over the mountains with snow-capped peaks. As you travel north, at first, everything gets bigger. The trees, the mountains, the animals even. And then you go even further, and the trees start to get smaller. The branches bear fewer leaves and needles, and their trunks get thinner. And then eventually, the trees give way to tundra. Clusters of rugged bushes dot the landscape, go north over the red-brown mosses and brush. And as you go north, snow begins to fill your view. The ground is dusted in white. Keep going. The colours around you soften, and the sun gives light. But it's not the bright light of the south. It's gentle and muted. Dusty pink and heather purple mix and mingle at the edges of the horizon. They leave brush strokes of pastels on the white ground. Keep going. Slowly now. Over the snow, dotted with animal trails, one catches your eye. You follow it as it winds its way up and up and up. And then it stops. You're here. You've come to the northernmost point of land. Before you is the Arctic Ocean, and it's completely frozen, as far as the eye can see. Listen. Perhaps you can just hear the wind and the crackling of ice. This is where our story begins.
Mary stands on the edge of the shore looking out. It's quiet. There are no footsteps, no people nearby. Before her lies a great white expanse. It's the ocean. But it's not the rollicking blue of a Caribbean sea, nor the stony flat grey of the Atlantic coast. It's the frozen sea of the polar north. The first frost gently stilled its rolling waves to soft, thin curls of minty blue ice. Here, it can freeze without snowing. That's why the first snow is a magical time for the people who live here. It happened a few weeks ago. Mary remembers. She woke up one morning to find her window pane dusted with fresh powder. That day, large, heavy flakes drifted down from thick clouds in the slate grey sky. People pulled their sleds out of storage. They strapped long skis to their feet. They put away their sneakers and brought out their snowmobiles for travelling long distances across the frozen sea. Now, the bright blue ice is mostly covered in a blanket of snow, but bits of it peek through. A subtle glinting catches Mary's eye. She scans the surface, trying to find the spot that flickered in the gentle light. She sees it, just feet away from her. A small patch of ice stands out, slick and shining. Mary looks closer. She can see a single cloud reflected on its surface, sky and ground become one. For some, it can be hard to tell where land ends and sea begins. They blend together so perfectly in this vast snowscape. But Mary can see the fine line that separates the two. She grew up wandering this coastline. She knows the ups and downs of the winter landscape. She knows the crackling sound of the water returning in spring. She knows the ebb and flow of the tides in the summer. And now, in fall, she knows the path to take to follow the long, winding shore. Mary turns, the shore to her right, and starts to walk. The snow crunches beneath her boots with every footfall. She walks rhythmically, foot up, foot down, letting her footsteps fall in line with her heartbeat. Step, crunch, step, crunch. She feels the slight tingle of the frosty air on her cheeks as she walks, but despite the chill, she's toasty warm. Her parka is thick and not too snug. The warmth flows down her chest and out to the tips of her fingers and down into her feet. Her toes are cozy in fuzzy winter boots. She feels safe here as she walks. Mary looks out ahead of her. The world is framed in a gentle oval of her parka's hood. She sees something out of the corner of her eye that makes her pause. She turns slowly. To her left, away from the coast, there's the remnants of an old wooden boat, overturned on the snow. White lines of frost outline each plank where the dark wooden frame has begun to separate. She looks the boat up and down from bow to stern. It may have held 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 people in its day. Now it's probably home to some small creature in the summer months, she thinks. A gentle rustling, like the slip of a pillow into a pillowcase, stirs the air above her. A large, white, snowy owl, with honey brown eyes, lands on the dark brown wood. Mary watches as it stretches its great wings, its feathers shuffling into place as it brings them back down to rest at its sides. It sits, waits, and watches her. Mary wonders if anything has ever been so perfect, not a feather out of place. The owl holds her gaze, then it turns and looks down at the ground. Mary follows its line of sight just behind the boat. At first, she doesn't see anything but snow. Then, as her eyes adjust to the subtle palette, she sees a footprint. Not just 1, 2. She walks behind the boat, stepping gently so as not to startle the owl. It watches her. From here, she sees the footprints make a trail leading off into a stand of willows not far up ahead. Whose prints could they be? She wonders. She hadn't seen any leading to the boat. And she didn't know anyone else who came walking out here. She follows the trail. It leads up a small hill. Her boots crunch a little more on the gentle slope. She sees her breath condense in front of her and smiles. She loves mysteries like this. Maybe the trail will lead her to a treasure map. Or maybe it will lead her to a castle. No, maybe not a castle. It's flat enough out here you'd see a castle from miles away. There are no castles hiding here in the Arctic, she chuckles to herself. When she gets to the cluster of willows, she realizes they are closer together than she'd thought before. The branches are thick. She peeks through and sees a small wooden cabin on the other side. Strange. She didn't know anyone had a cabin out here. The footprints turn slightly to the right. She follows them to a small gap in the branches, just big enough to pass through. On the other side, the trail disappears at the bottom of the wooden steps that lead up to the cabin door. There's a soft light coming from the window. Mary wonders if anyone is home. She knocks softly on the front door. There's no answer. She pushes, and the door creaks open enough for her to peek inside. It's empty. The light is coming from a flashlight standing on a little desk in the corner. It's next to a small bed, covered in a warm red fleece blanket. There's no harm in taking a look around, Mary thinks. She walks over to the bed and sits down. Squeak. She hears the springs give a little underneath her. She stands up and looks at the desk. It's bare, except for a small black notebook, about the size of her palm. Its pages are held open by a small stone. The paper is covered in delicate handwriting. Mary bends down to get a better look. "Hello, traveller," the first line reads. "You found Willow Cabin, the place of rest. You're welcome to stay the night if you're tired. Or sit here, read a book, and drink a cup of tea by the fire. Or if you'd like a little more adventure, follow the path to see a sight you've never seen before. What will you do? One, two, or all three? Welcome, traveller, to Willow Cabin, the place of rest." How strange. In all her years walking up and down the coast, Mary had never heard of Willow Cabin. Who owns it? She wonders. Whoever they are, they seem nice. But the question still remains. Which one should she do? She'd happily relax here with a cup of tea. But the path, that sounds interesting. She turns the page in the little book, and on the back is a small map. An X marks the back of the cabin, around from where she came in. A dotted line leads away from the house to somewhere else. Mary slips the little book in her parka pocket, pulls her scarf up to her chin, and walks out the door. Around the back, she sees a little line of small river rocks dotting the snow. The little rocks lead off into the distance, past another stand of willows, down to a frozen stream bed and along its banks. It's not a long path, but it's one she's never travelled before. As she walks, the sun dips lower in the sky. It's almost sunset. She follows the rocks to the stream's outlet on the coast. But the rocks don't stop here. They keep going out onto the sea ice. She follows them across the open expanse and past jumbles of ice blocks as big as a car. Then the trail ends, just behind a large block of ice. She circles around and stops. The magnificent view makes Mary catch her breath. She's at the very edge of the sea ice. The sun is halfway below the waterline. It casts a vibrant orange glow across the open water in front of her. And there, just in front of the horizon, the waves roll with the force of something below. She looks closer. A pod of whales surfaces, the large animals swimming in unison, their grey bodies curved and strong. She's seen whales before, of course, but nothing close to this. So many of them, all together, with the sunset at their backs. The book was right. It is a sight she's never seen before. The beautiful whales carve through the water like dancers across a stage. Occasionally, one dips below and then launches above the water, hanging in the air for a second before splashing back down into the cool water. She watches them for how long, she's not sure. They start descending one by one. Just as the last animal disappears below the surface, so does the sun, its final rays fading in a pink flicker. It's time to go. Mary takes one last look out over the ocean. Then she turns and follows the rock trail back over the ice to the shoreline. As she walks, dusk gives way to night. It's dark, but she can still see well enough. The stars and moon glow white on the surface of the snow, lighting her path. Finally, she reaches Willow Cabin, the place of rest. She walks around to the front of the house. Just as she reaches the steps, she turns to look up at the night sky. A streak of green shoots above her as a wave of pink ripples across the starry backdrop. The air crackles as the auroras shimmer above. Here in the north, people would say the lights are out. Mary yawns. It's been a long day. Now, it's time for a story and then bed, nestled under the soft red fleece blanket. Mary steps inside the cabin and closes the door behind her. Outside, the northern lights continue their intricate, colourful dance across the polar sky.